October 9th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "All of heaven rejoiced at the sight of the crowd, the numbers of people, and the quality of prayer here on the Feast of the Holy Rosary. There were many conversions of heart and some healings. The Holy Mother is looking forward to her next apparition here on her Feast of Guadalupe. When these crowds pray, the passage of grace between heaven and earth is profound. The treasury of grace I have offered here in the past and that I will offer in the future is like a red-hot coal in the face of evil. That is why there has been so much persecution of this ministry. Misinformation is the power tool of Satan, which he uses expertly. However, if we were not making a difference in the spiritual world, everything would be going smoothly. As it is, I urge my children to confound Satan by learning the difference between good and evil. The real war in the world is in the spiritual hearts of my children." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.